I want to talk today about an affliction that is common to us all. It is a condition that can affect everyone, especially those who call themselves Christian. This ailment is guilt. Guilt. Now, as Christians, we have heard the following scripture in Romans 3:23 quoted innumerable times, quote, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Now, this is pretty basic Christian theology, and it is a true teaching, because all of us have sinned. All of us have broken the law, the principles of God, which is what sin is to begin with. We've all fallen short of the ideals of God. Because of this fact, we may feel ashamed, embarrassed, guilty. Sadly, some may live life with an unhealthy guilt complex. But we must also not fail to realize and embrace and emphasize the next verse. Paul goes on to say in verse 24 that we, quote, "all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. Justified freely. And justified means being made right with God. In Romans 5, verses 1 and 2, Paul gave us this good news. Quote, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace." Let me reiterate key words from these two passages. Justified freely, redemption, peace with God. Now, because of this, the author of Hebrews makes this wonderful declaration in chapter 4 and verse 16, quote, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Brethren, we can approach God's throne because we, who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, have been justified freely by the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Brethren, we have that ability, we have that right, we have that privilege, not because of what we have done, but because what Jesus Christ has done for us. Brethren, I want to leave you with this advice. Accept the truth that Christ has made you a pleasure to be in the presence of the Father. Move forward. Don't shy away from his presence. As Christians, you have all been cleansed. Amen.